Good afternoon, Kate.
Hello.
So what were the findings of the study?
So we did a 10-year study of children's injury in Australia, and we found that there were nearly 700,000 kids that needed to go to hospital in those 10 years, and that cost $2.1 billion, which is pretty huge and pretty scary considering we don't have a national injury prevention plan.
Yeah, definitely. It is quite a large figure. And did playground injuries make up the majority of hospital admissions?
No, playground injuries were the biggest type of the injuries that kids, when they fell, the playground injuries is where they fell the most.
Okay. And are there services available for parents traumatised in the aftermath of these admissions?
At the moment, look, most hospitals have really good individual social workers, but what is missing is someone that meets that family in the emergency department and follows them all the way through until after they go home, because they might be going to 5 or 6 different parts of the hospital, and it's just really hard to have to tell your story over and over again to someone new. And it's just so important to look after the parents and help intervene early if they're looking like they're developing post-traumatic stress, as nearly 50% of them do, because if the parents aren't well, then they're not able to look after their kids.
Yeah, definitely. It can create bigger problems as well. And what would the government injury prevention strategies entail?
So we know what needs to happen in a lot of areas to prevent childhood injuries, and we know how to do it, but it just needs to be resourced. And there just needs to be a plan of how to do that. So we would we can tell the government what needs to be in that strategy, and we can tell them how we need to do it. We just need them to fund it. And we also need them to monitor childhood injury so that we know if things are getting better or worse, so we know where to, if there are particular hotspots or particular types of injuries, so we can actually do something about it.
Yeah, definitely. And do you foresee these strategies being implemented in the near future?
I really hope so. We have been in touch with Greg Hunt, the Federal Minister for Health, and we are just waiting for a response there, but we are actively pursuing that. But it just seems like a no-brainer that we need to do something for this, given the number of kids that go to hospital each year is double that compared to the number of kids that go to hospital for cancer, diabetes and cardiovascular disease combined.
Yeah, definitely. It is quite an alarming figure when you do hear it as well. You kind of don't really expect it either.
Yeah, I mean, it is a big number, but 1,000, you can also call it 1,000 hospital admissions a week. But the other scary numbers are things like you are more likely to die from your injuries if you're a child, if you don't live in a major city like Perth or Sydney. If you live in a regional area or remote area, you're more likely to die. And you're also more likely to die if you are under the age of 10 or if you have a head injury.
Yeah, I think part of that may be able to be as well, because some younger kids, they may not be able to communicate what the problem is either as well.
That's true. And you get different types of injuries for different developmental stages of life. As kids have falls when they're younger, as they get older, they're on push bikes, or then they're in cars.
Yeah, that's true. Thank you so much for joining us, Kate.
Thanks for having me.